Check, check, 1, 2. Okay, we're on. This is Chris Wolvie here at the Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters for another exclusive experience with the X-Men. There's Professor Charles Xavier.
McAvoy or Stewart? These timelines are so confusing.
Hey, get out of here, Deadpool! Professor, your school to train young mutants is a huge success. What have you and your students accomplished?
We did post 500 files and we did post 500 more.
Must be hard keeping tabs of all the different mutants and abilities.
Now we're stressed out.
Hey, Cyclops, need any help getting new ruby quartz glasses for your eye beams?
Nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not.
And Jean Grey's looking totally telekinetic. Hey, Jean, maybe you and I could...
My name is Snow. My sign is Snow.
Okay, I get it.
Some believe that the first mutant was born thousands of years ago.
CIA agent Moria McTaggart is talking to Professor X about Apocalypse, the first mutant. Ms. McTaggart, what did it take to get this info?
Work. It's a me heavy work.
Shouldn't you have more info on this, Professor? What happened to it?
I dropped my phone in the toilet. My phone's in the toilet.
You're not students anymore. You're X-Men.
It's Mystique.
Hail from the other side.
Glad you got out of Pan Am alive. How did you help build the X-Men to face Apocalypse? So you have Nightcrawler, Havoc, Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
That's the coolest name ever!
I said, get lost, Deadpool! And Quicksilver, where'd you get your style?
I got it from my daddy. I got it from my daddy.
Uh-oh, it's the Four Horsemen!
Woo!
No, not those Four Horsemen. Storm, why are you famine? Psylocke is bringing the pestilence.
Dr. Pepper, no relation to Sergeant Pepper.
Magneto is war. Yeah. And Angel, what are you? And there's Apocalypse himself. Oh, wait. It can't be. It's...
D-O-M-A-L-D-G-R-U-M-P.
The world is in panic.
This chump. He's in the lead?
The X-Men are going after them. Professor, how will you get there?
It's my driverless car.
Well, good luck, X-Men. Go cancel the apocalypse.
It's almost like the studio couldn't afford another X-Men.
Look, Wade, it's not my fault your movie didn't come out in the summer. I mean, what are you going to do about it, huh?
I'm about to do to you what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 90s.
Huh? Whoa!